USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
White House Senior Advisor Stephen Miller indicates that President Trump is prepared to issue the first veto of his term if Congress votes against his national emergency declaration. The Trump administration is looking at places to cut to get his border funding, and that includes a school improvement project in Kentucky. On CBS's Face the Nation, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says he backs the president.
I would say it's better for the middle school kids in Kentucky to have a secure border. We'll get them the school they need.
Democratic Congressman Andre Carson was asked if he thinks there are enough Republicans on board to override a presidential veto.
The American people will have to contact their representatives and senators to urge them to keep President Trump in check.
A storm moving from the Midwest to the Northeast, bringing snow from the plains to New England. 47 vehicles were involved in a chain reaction accident on I-70 in Missouri that left at least one person dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.